Welcome back to Toys on Tap. This week's episode is a fantastic one. ETC comes back on Toys on Tap and tells us about the new, bigger Space Squatch and how pumped we get to be. All the colors, upcoming show he's got coming our way at Toy du Jour. We cannot wait. If you want more Toys on Tap, don't forget you can like, follow, rate, review wherever you get podcasts. You can follow us on all socials at Toys on Tap. And if you want more time with the artists, you can jump on that Patreon, patreon.com/toysontap. You can get access to the Nitty Gritty, which is an extra 10 to 20 minutes of every artist, and they are good, good sessions. I absolutely love them. Now, let's plug into this week's episode of Toys on Tap. There we go. I got you.
All right.
My guy, round two for ETC. The hell? I'm pumped to have you back on.
Yeah. Are we live? Or are you just going to record? And?
Yeah, it's just recording.
Edit later.
Yeah. I almost brought out the three. Do you know I have three of yours now? It's like a,
you got another one?
Well, yeah, I'm building an army, apparently. Yeah, I got I got two of the new ones. And then I have one from, I think, is it Kalaka that painted did the one-offs?
Kachina.
I have one of those. Kachina. Yeah. That one, it's like, you don't realize the size difference until they're next to each other. Unreal.
Yeah. I'm actually getting some of the smaller ones done. Again,
yeah,
some magenta, some black, some green, and one other color I can't remember. But those will be done here in about a month, so we'll have the little ones back again too.
Lengths. Hell yeah, that's cool. Because the mold, without doing that, the mold's basically dead then, right?
Well, I mean, the mold's good for however long, so I might as well use it a few times. Yeah. You know, instead of just saying to hell with that project.
Yeah. Dang.
Well, spend a lot of money on those molds.
We're going to dive into all that because you got an announcement you're going to make on here. You got something coming. You got a show. You got a lot to talk about.
A little bit.
Before we jump into this, introduce yourself, please. Tell us what you do.
Extraterrestrial, Tim Harrison. I make toys. Resin toys. I have China make me Sofubi toys.
Yeah. What's cool is we don't have, like, we can if you'd like, but we did the backstory in the last episode. Now it's like catching up. So at this point, I think at the last episode, we had just talked about Barely Human that did this one too, right?
Barely Human sculpted the Space Squatch.
Yeah. Okay. And we had just talked about the possibility or the starting process of the new one.
A new one?
Yeah, the version two of it. And so how did that come about when you started doing this upgrade? Yeah. Oh, it's so good. That color is so unreal.
There's the first one. So you can see the difference in size. Yeah, it went with Brazil. But I didn't like the quality.
Yeah.
Even though I'm still getting more. But I like the quality of this. I like the shiny.
Yeah.
Hardness, you know. And it just all around looks better. And looks better bigger.
Yeah. Did anything, I mean, as you're going bigger, did anything change with the sculpt? Did you like redo parts of it? Or did you just up it and send it?
I think it was tuned up a little bit.
Yeah.
Before Brazil did it. And then Brazil just sent me the files and China just used the same exact files.
Cool.
So it's the same exact one. It's just bigger and slicker and shinier and transparent.
Yeah. Can you tell me what it's like? I mean, finding, you've now found a factory in two separate countries. Like, I the reason I ask is there's people that I've seen that can't get their molds out of a factory, and the like the, that they're just having a bad experience. And so how did you find a second factory that now you're working with?
Well, it actually started out with three factories. Well, not started out with three factories, but there was three total. I had started talking to Mile High.
Yeah.
And then something happened personally with my family, and I ended up having to get my money back from him and take care of, you know, my personal business. And then during that time, I had spoke with somebody who knew Brazil, and it just seemed like a better choice at the time for me. Mm-hmm. So I went with Brazil instead. I'm sure Paul wasn't very happy with that, but you know, business is business, basically.
Yeah.
And then after Brazil did it, which took what seemed forever, they just weren't the right quality that I was looking for. You know, I don't want to say anything bad about that factory because it wasn't really the factory. It had to do something with the print itself.
Mm-hmm.
But they were the ones that printed it and all. So, but anyways, so then I spoke with a good friend of mine who likes to remain anonymous. But he helped me get into China.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, three factories produced in two of them. How satisfied? I mean, they sold out the initial run. And so it's like everyone is satisfied with this when you look at it.
Rotella Resale, your premier collectibles, toys, and novelty retailer. Find the best and hard-to-find diecast vehicles and action figures. Some of the most popular vinyl LPs, Zippo lighters, and comics. Support the best artists with our rock t-shirts and posters. You will find so much more at RotellaResale.com with free shipping on U.S. orders. Use promo code RADIO for 10% off your order. Visit RotellaResale.com. That is RotellaResale.com.
Are there things that you... You need to go?
Oh, my cat's just getting into shit. Sorry. That's why I keep looking to the left or the right. They know I'm on the phone, so they're like trying to get into all my shit right now.
Oh my gosh. I've done the same thing.
So I got to keep an eye on them so they don't tear my room up while I'm on the phone.
Oh, holy shit. I'm going to leave that part in the podcast for sure. Everyone is satisfied with the quality, right? Like it's so good. I loved, the hard part, like I love blank. So holding the one from Kachina, I don't want to mess with it too much. Like I don't want to possibly do anything to it, but the other ones that I got from you, like I mess with those things constantly. Like they're at my work. So it's like, if I'm doing something at my table, they're one of the toys that sits around me at the table so I can mess with it. And the quality is amazing. How do you feel with how it came out? Is there anything that you're like still like, what is that like?
You know, it's all hit or miss, really.
Yeah.
Even some of the best factories out there will still have a few little defects. Like it's really hard to get 100% clear without a few little bubbles here and there.
Yeah.
And when you don't put pigment into it, it kind of, here, let me show you. Some parts may, I don't know if you can see it on.
Yeah, that's not, beautiful.
A little dimple. You see that dimple up there?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes that happens when there's no pigment.
Okay.
You got a big thin piece like this, one little part will drop during the curing process. So a lot of the helmets on these clear ones kind of have this little dimple, but other than that, you know, everything else is, you know, I'll go ahead and show you this one. This is going to be an Easter squatch.
Get the heck out of here.
Filled with Easter grass, purple transcendent Easter grass.
That's a cool one.
There's three colors of those. I got a purple, I got a blue, and I got a green. So those will be for the drop on the 28th. Those are three one-offs that I've got.
Yeah, tell me about the drop. So are these new ones you had to put in a reorder? I saw the form. My wife had to kind of talk me off a ledge. Let me just be honest with you. You had a form that said you could, like, which colors do you want? And I think it said, like, you have to order a certain amount. And I was talking to my wife about it. And I was like soft pitch and like, wouldn't it be cool to have every color of, like, how do we feel about this? And she kind of was like, oh, what are you talking about? And I showed her. She was like, 15 of the same. Like, I don't know that we can.
They don't understand.
I know.
Most women don't understand. There are women out there that do know how to army build and shit like that. So
yeah.
Most women just think it's a silly thing that us men like to do.
Yeah. So tell me about the new reorder or the restock, and then also what's coming on the 28th.
Okay. Well, it's all coming on the 28th. I'm dropping everything. So, but yeah, I'm dropping all of them all at once, just like the other two drops. There's not going to be any pre-releases or lottos or anything like that.
Yeah.
In my store, there's seven different colors. There's the purple, the pink, the green, the red, the black, orange glows in the dark, almost like a deep red orange.
See, I didn't know that.
And then you've also got the crystal clear, which is one of my favorites, but there's only going to be five of those available.
Okay.
Because a lot of those I turned into one-offs.
Yeah. Oh, that one's cool too. Yeah, that's awesome. My gosh.
And I also, the green ones are really cool in the black light. Let me show you this.
I like, oh my gosh.
It turns into uranium glass, basically.
That, okay, so... I mean, we're going to show some of these clips as we go. This is insane, but that one too is insane.
Yeah, I love that uranium look.
Yeah.
It's like, it seriously lights up.
God, I don't own a black light, but for this one, that's crazy. So with these, I the hard part too is and correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't worked with a factory. So some factories can't do certain colors or don't have the ability to do certain things.
Right.
Have you just run through all of what this factory can do so far?
No.
Oh yeah.
No, next drop is going to have like marbled colors. And
okay.
So I still got a bunch of options. They can do glitter, and they give you the Pantone sheet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen the Pantone sheet. That's thousands of colors to choose from, different shades. So, you know, eventually I'm going to run out of colors, but I've also got some other characters, like Robot Squatch is on deck.
Okay.
That's going to be his enemy. And then I've also got like a Buddha Tour that's going to be coming up soon too. But yeah, I'm going to try to make as many of these in different ways as I can until there's no more options.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to do it. What bums me out sometimes is when people like have a good thing going and they're like, we've produced enough. No, you haven't. Like, if I only have three, you haven't produced enough. I need a couple more. So I'm interested too in like how you're deciding, because the hard part, I think, you don't know what's going to sell well until oh my gosh, like you don't know which colors are gonna do super well until you get them.
Exactly. Like the last drop, red was not a crowd favorite. I think I only sold like three of those, so most of them went to the show, to the people who are going to be doing the show.
Yeah,
there's like team red and team brown on the show, because brown and red were the two least favorite ones that got sold, so that's what I used.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why I tried to do more translucent for this drop, because those blue ones last time, they were gone first. So I figured, why not make more translucent in colors other than just blue? And Yeah, and I'll just keep making them until they stop selling. And at that point, yeah, I'll just have an army of space squats, and I'll move on to the next thing.
Yeah. with the translucent, of course, sold. I was so pissed. We had just talked. I was like, hey, I know these are coming. Like, I got an alarm or something. I said something, and then I missed the drop, and I was like, I said some words I probably shouldn't have said, but I was so pissed. And then I still ended up getting – I think I did get a red one, and then I got my favorite one is all the mixed parts. I don't know why that's a favorite. I don't know what it is, but the mixed part one, it looks Frankenstein-esque. And so
well, I'm glad you like it because I made you one.
Get out. Oh.
It's got one of each color except for the clear foot. You got a blue foot instead.
Oh. Is this the new colors?
Yeah, these are all the new colors and the body glows. And you got a red helmet to go with the black head.
So beautiful.
Yeah, that's a gift for you, my friend. I'll be shipping that out to you soon.
Get out of here. Oh, my heart. You are a scholar and a gentleman. Holy hell. God, making me speechless. Throw something at your cat again. I need to clear my head. It's cool that this is happening, and I rarely come across toys that I want like a lot of. So it was to see this, and like, I don't know what it is about the sculpt. When you worked with Barely Human in to make this, there's something that feels different about this one and the way that it can be painted up. I mean, you had sent me like, go look at this one, go check over here. And they were just incredible. And so the piece is just coming together. So I'm more than stoked to see what's coming for the art show. So tell me about this art show. Cause no one really knows like my scheduling or anything, but we had originally had you scheduled for like the week of, and we were going to try to figure out like train stuff or whatever, but like, tell me about the art show.
Well, I was trying to get on the train to go, but it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
So I'm not going after all. So I decided to go ahead and try to pump this way before, just the day before, you know, and, but yeah, it's going to be at Toy du Jour in Chicago on Fullerton Avenue. I don't know the actual address, but you can just look it up on Google if you're near there. And then, so on April 12th, show starts at 7 p.m. It'll probably last for about 3-4 hours the first night. And then it'll be open all weekend. And then the following week after that as well. But yeah, there's 21 artists, including myself. I sent something in too. So there'll be at least 22 entries. Some people have more than one that they're doing. So it's probably going to be closer to around 30 pieces. All original custom work. I've seen a few of them, man, they're off the chain.
You know, some of the artists, I like, it's real. Like I paint toys, but Sufubi artists, they paint toy, like they go hard, and it's really tough to even be in the same category as how good they are.
Like Wonder Goblin.
Wonder Goblin is insane. Which one did you pick up from him?
All three.
Oh my gosh. The Sasquatch one is so good. The Sherbert one is so good. I never have seen the blue one. That is insane.
That's the sunrise. That one's the sunset, and that's the sunrise, Martian sunrise.
Oh my gosh.
I've also got these little ones.
Oh.
Like the tiger one.
Oh, I like the furry one. Holy crap. What's it? I mean, before we dive into like curation and I want to figure all that out and stuff, what's it like to buy back your own toys because someone painted them so well?
Oh, dude, I love it. I wanted to have a nice collection of my own. So
yeah,
as soon as I saw them, I was like, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that one too. And might as well give me all three.
That's cool. I do love Toy du Jour. I got to host a show there, which was awesome. They're gracious hosts, and Sam is cool to hang out with, and They're just a cool spot. So when you were curating the show or figuring out what this show was going to be about, which, by the way, to have a show about your toy is awesome.
It's like, pretty cool.
Just pretty cool. How did you figure out who you wanted in it?
It's kind of played it by ear. I was just thinking about people and just asking if they wanted to do it. And then I had a few people asking me if they could join on. And, you know, a lot of the artists are people that I've known for a while, a long time. I've got a couple new faces that I've never worked with before. Most of them are like my friends, people that I know.
Yeah.
That's probably how I chose. And next time, I mean, there's still a ton of artists I still could have put on the list. Just to name one, Baba Drock. I totally forgot about him. I should have had him on the list. Because the last time he painted up one, it came out really awesome. So, but yes, mainly a bunch of my good buddies and stuff like that. And people who I really like their art. So I thought, maybe. Like, I'm sending a few of these to Frank Mysterio, some black ones. God. He's going to do that white stuff that he does on black vinyl. I can't wait to see that shit. You know? I also talked to Evil Dave, and he's going to do a couple for me, too, of these new ones.
Yeah.
But it's basically just people I like. I like their style. I like what they do.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't pick somebody that I don't like.
Yeah. That's always the, you know, I think curating a show or whatever it says a lot about it says a lot about the quality of the show before the show even happens, right? Like, you are probably going to pick not only people that you like, but people that are good at what they do. And yeah, you go.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope, we're good.
And it's
I want to make sure that, you know, well, I know every single one of these people are gonna do a bang up fucking job.
Yeah,
there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, so. you have if I remember correctly, Dirty Yeti is in the show, right?
Yeah.
Dirty Yeti, his paint, I have one of his pieces behind me. He painted the tower from Violence Toy. I struggled looking at his piece because I couldn't understand. Everyone always talks about, like, you got to use a certain type of paint, you got to do this. This guy just, like, uses regular paint, like, primes it really well and just paints it with a brush, and it comes out so good.
It does. He's actually really, really good at it. The only bad part about doing it that way, although he does clear coat it into like really hard shell.
Yeah.
So the possibility of it happening to his pieces is much lower. But when you use just regular paint and stuff like that on soft vinyl, if the vinyl itself gets soft from being sitting in the sun or something like that, there's a good chance that if you handle it and it squeezes, that paint will just come off of it.
Yeah.
You know.
We're gonna call these cat breaks. I think a secondary question. I haven't seen like all these shows that happen or whatever. You know, Dub does his shows and he gets exclusives from people, all those things. Is this the first show that I know it's yours that you've been a part of in a while?
It's the first show that I've done of my toys only.
Okay.
But I've been a part of other shows just as an entry person instead of supplying all the product.
Yeah.
Do.
How long has it been since you were in another show?
Not too long ago.
Okay.
I was actually in a show for Toy du Jour. Sometime last year, I did a couple of carded figures and sent it in for some wacky show. Oh, I also did their Garfield show.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Their shows are
Empire Blister.
Empire Blisters. Specializing in action figure blisters. 3.75 inch or 1/18 scale. 19 different styles. Two sizes of clamshell figure cases. Four different bulk pack options. Quantities of 100 sample packs available. Empire Blisters.
Now functional. Toys on Tap.
That means a 10% off coupon on checkout. Use code Toys on Tap 10. That's COYSOMTAP 10. Empire Blisters.
They're awesome. I've been in every one of them, but they are so crazy weird. Like, I never know what to do until it's like I'm sitting down. It's like a week before. I'm like, something come. In version two, so we talked about last time the Buddha Tour and how many versions have come with that piece. When we talk about the Space Squatch, and we're on V2 right now, do you have plans going forward to do V3? What does that look like for this piece?
Well, the V2 is only the V2 because it's taller than the V1.
Yeah.
So that's what separates them in the quality, of course.
Yeah.
But no, I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to venture into doing a robot squatch, which is basically going to be pretty much the same size as him. It's going to have like a 1950s kind of robot feel to it.
Yeah.
It's going to be like his faker, like He-Man's faker.
Yeah.
It's going to be just a robot squatch, but he's not going to have a helmet.
Yeah.
Because robots don't breathe air, so that he doesn't need a helmet.
Yeah. Is that going to be, is Barely Human kind of working on the same sculpt and just adding some stuff that'll be going?
No, that's actually Dr. Plops is working on.
Okay.
The robot squatch. Because he wanted to do one for me, so I threw him that idea, and he was like, yeah, I'm on it.
Yeah. And is this, so, I mean, here's the question. Is this already over there? Like, are they working on this? Mm-mm. Okay, so we got some time.
No, he's still working on the sculpt because we can't get the face right yet.
So. Yeah. It's crazy looking at this, at these pieces, and how they've come so far, and then people just wanting so many of them, and then working and seeing all these paint jobs on them, and how versatile this piece is becoming with all these different artists. The part that I'm interested in as well is, like, when you, one, do you just have one of every color that you've printed?
I keep one of every one. Yeah.
I'm going to, at some point, after you sell out of all these, I need a group picture.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to go on Toys on Tap's Instagram, but I need a group picture.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get your family shot.
Yeah, take a family photo. I need that. You strike me because you're so nonchalant about this. You've been in the toy scene for so long, and to have a toy that's successful and people want, and it looks good painted, it looks good blank. Like, what are we feeling about this? Give me something. How do we feel about this project?
It feels good. I love it. You know, I mean, it's something I've wanted to do for a very long time. Back when I really wanted to do it, when I first started thinking about doing vinyl, was like in the first year.
Yeah.
Me making toys. But back then you couldn't do it like you do now. You had to spend $10,000 and get 300 fucking pieces, and all of them had to be the same color. You know, so that was just unheard of. And like, I hadn't come up with an idea strong enough that I would be willing to dump that much money into something for, you know, that steep whatever, I don't know, I'm turning into Joe Biden over here. I can't even want to say, but
I mean, 10 grand for molds, that I always,
yeah,
I at one point heard that was the cost, and someone had asked me that wasn't in the toy scene, they're like, what does it take to do that? And I just was like, it takes 10 grand minimum, like, and then talking to different, yeah. See, I don't know when that switched, but 10 grand was in my head for the longest time. And I was talking to Neil not that long ago, and he was like, I don't know, a couple grand at this point. Like, it's just gotten so good. They've gotten really good at doing whatever they need to for a cheaper price.
Yeah, depending on how big you get it, you could get a whole project done for a couple grand now.
That's insane.
It'd probably be a tiny little piece like this.
Yeah.
Mine wasn't a couple grand. It was much more than that, but it wasn't no 10 grand, you know, so prices have changed. And like, I could just get one if I want, but that's going to up the price on it of my normal cost if I were to get 100.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if I just want one color of one color, they'll make me one. And in that one color, it'll be pretty expensive.
Yeah. The factory, as you're working for factories, this kind of gives like insight for people that are headed this way. I never know if people are headed this way. We all have dreams of like getting toys made, but you can never really tell like who's actually slated to go that way. And so some of them have talked about like wanting to do this. What is, after you tell them colors and you communicate with them and you do all that you need to do, what is like production time look like? And then when you get the pieces, are you cutting and assembling yourself?
I don't cut, but I assemble.
Okay.
They cut all the flashing off for me, thank goodness. I don't like that part. And then I have to put it all together. But that hurts my hands after a while, especially on the feet.
Yeah.
Feet are hard to get in. But yeah, they do most of it. They clean it. They cut it. Brazil put them together. They came ready to go.
Oof.
I got them from Brazil.
Yeah.
But you could also lower your price by telling them that you'll cut it.
Uh-huh.
You'll clean it. You'll put them all together, stuff like that. And that could lower your price a little bit.
And then your production runtime, like when you're trying to order this next batch,
when they're working on your molds and they're making your molds, and then your first batch out of those molds usually takes about 6 months.
Okay.
If it's a good factory, some factories take 8 months to a year from what I've heard, and even longer. The general time is around 6 months for that. And then this second run took them 2 months to put together and get to me.
Holy hell.
The molds are already done now. The molds is what takes the longest. And these factories, they're working on other projects too. They're not going to stop building these 200 figures so they can make your molds. It's when they get the time to get to your molds, that's when your molds get made. And then you get put into the production line with everybody else, and then your shit starts getting made quicker. But those molds, they do them when they have time to do them, basically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Tons and tons of orders to fill from other people.
I mean, my assumption is that the more you order, the higher up on the totem pole you become, because you just are repetitive. But is that not true? Like, because 200 in the grand scheme of a factory, who knows if that's high or low for them?
I know that the more numbers you order, the quicker they'll jump on your order before they'll jump on somebody who ordered like 30 pieces.
Right, right, right.
Because they're going to make more money off of your order than they are that 30 pieces. So the bigger the order, the higher on the list you are.
Yeah.
Of getting it done quicker.
If you were to talk to, let's say right now your audience is only people that want to produce Sifubi. That's all that's listening right now.
Mm.
What's some advice would you give them before they like head into this? Things that you have kind of learned along the way.
Do your research about a factory or a person before you just jump the gun. Maybe you'll dodge a bullet. And talk to other people who've gotten from those factories and see what their thoughts are on what they have. And, a lot of makers out there, people who get Sifubi made, there's a good handful of them that'll share their insight on what factories they use, and some will even help you. Like, they'll be your middleman, and they'll talk to the factory for you. But yeah, do your research before you just jump into something like I did on the first run. But you know, I will say they do really good on Barely Human stuff, like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks really good, and then also the Burning Village.
Oh, that's good too. Holy hell!
So it was just like I said, it was just a problem with the print, and it was on their end. I mean, I'll go ahead and tell you, they just didn't they didn't clean the supports off of the print properly. So there's little bumps.
Mm.
Like if you look at your little one, you'll probably see it. It's on the shoulders. You can see little bumps.
Oh, yeah, you can see a couple.
Uh-huh.
Man, I would have never seen that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not the only anal asshole out there that looks for shit like that. So,
yeah,
you know, there's got to be one or two people who'd be like, man, what the fuck is this? I paid $80 for that. So.
Man, yeah, I think that's solid. I'm assuming the temptation when making these types of toys is the excitement level is so high because you're about to make a dream come true, and that like you might forego doing some research or forego saying like, hey, you need to clean this up, or forego some stuff in the name of my dream is coming true.
Right. Like, so, yeah. Yeah. I kind of did that. I was like, you know, like Brazil couldn't do clear colors, and I knew that, and it wasn't going to be glossy. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to do it because I want to get this done when I should have, you know, talked around just a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And it would have been done right the first time. But again, like I'm not 100% dissatisfied.
Yeah.
Brazil. I even ordered more of them. So it's not like, like I hate them or anything. We just aren't up to quality with the second one.
And though, I mean, with the Brazil ones, though I love the look of the other ones I have, they're the matte finish on them, like the non-gloss, is great. Like, I do like that. It feels like a crayon to me.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yeah, it looks like a crayon. I like that.
And so, I mean, see, that's another...
Like a bootleg vinyl. Kind of.
Yes. There is something about toys that if they, the more bootleg sometimes they look, the more I'm going to throw money at, because it's like, that feels like why we're here. I don't know why. I don't know what that is. But that's crazy. So in all of this, you have a show coming up. You have how many did you order in this next run that you are getting ready to throw in me?
There's going to be close to 70 to drop on the 28th.
We're ready.
Yeah.
So 70, you got this show coming up. What is next in line? I know you got some stuff you're working on for the factory. What else you got going on for ETC?
Oh, well, I normally make resin, low resin. And I have my group on Facebook, the ETC Glow Zone.
Yeah.
And I do weekly drops there every week. And I make a bunch of little glowing resin toys, and everybody loves those. So that's what I do on a normal basis, regularly, day by day. These just come in, you know, every couple months now. As long as I can keep selling them, I'll just keep on doing them.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I just make resin. And eventually I'd really like to the Sufubi to take off more, and I can get away from the resin and just do mainly nothing but Sufubi.
Yeah.
That would be really awesome. But I know I would disappoint a shit ton of my resin fans if I quit doing that. So
yeah.
I don't know.
It's crazy. Your Facebook, because I'm in that group, it's the most active Facebook group I've seen that has to do with toys. Like, you post and people just comment away. Like, they're going for it. And I don't know, like, what curation of that group looked like over the years, but damn. Like, well done.
It's been around for a year.
Oh, my God. Only a year.
We interrupt this broadcast of Toys on Tap to bring you this.
Meanwhile, in a galaxy of bootleg treasures.
DOV2, we have an engine failure. We must crash land on DKE Toy Planet. Oh my, we're doomed. Wait, salvation. Hooray, we're saved, DOV2. Limited edition custom artist made action figures and DKE toys.
Check out www.dketoys.com for a full catalog.
Hooray for custom action figures.
DKE.
Yeah.
How did you?
But a lot of the people that are in that group came from my Instagram.
And, okay.
And know me for the past decade, and some other groups that have seen my work that I collaborated on.
And yeah.
So, and then I just opened my own group. And a lot of those people from those groups came over because they liked what I did with the other people's work.
Yeah.
So. And most of my stuff is pretty reasonable. It's mainly centered around the EDC community, everyday carry. So it's stuff small enough that you can just carry in your hand or your pocket and take a picture of it next to your food or next to your dog or wherever you are. Yeah.
Pocket toys. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Do you have, I mean, the, on top of like how good the Space Squatch is and all of that, the sticker was killer. Whoever designed the sticker, if it was you or someone else.
Patrick Sparrow.
Okay, killer. Oh, he designed your header as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's
the header.
There's a new header. A new header for these, but it's on my Instagram, but I don't have them in my hand yet.
Okay. The last one was insane. Super good. I like his art style. With that kind of stuff, are you headed towards other merch being produced that kind of centers around Space Squatch?
Not right now. Okay. I haven't really thought of that, but maybe I'll do shirts or something. I don't know. I'm a one man team, and with all the resin and then having to put all the vinyl together and then doing that, like I had to take a break from the resin this week because there's no way I could do a drop and get all this done too.
Yeah.
So like, I don't want to pile too much on me. I'm not trying to get rich. I just like paying my bills.
Yeah. Spoken like a true toy maker.
The three triangles with the three squatches walking like that. And it says ETC.
I'm going to pull it up right now so that I can.
It's on Instagram.
Be in love.
I was going to use that for a shirt.
Oh yeah. That is a good one. All right. I'm into it.
Yeah.
I need to get a shirt now. I think, it's cool to see that this is happening. And, but yet that you, even though how successful this is, you haven't left some of the stuff behind. Like you still got other stuff that's coming out and other plans and projects. And so I'm pumped that you decided to come on to Toys on Tap and talk about it.
I'm pumped that you had me.
Please plug all the stuff where people can go, where they can find you, exact dates for drops, and then how they can see. I know that Sam does things a little differently with Toy du Jour. They don't get posted immediately, but how they can see those toys at the show and stuff.
You can buy my work at etctoys.bigcartel.com. The link is in my Instagram on my bio. You can buy my ETC toys, resin stuff, on my Facebook group. That's where all that drops. And then the drop day is the 28th for the vinyl at noon Mountain Time. Okay. And there's going to be 7 different colors and like 11 one-offs. I've even got these moon rock ones that are very heavy because I filled them with glow-in-the-dark rocks. There's going to be 3 of those. They'll be a little more expensive than normal, but that's just because of the rock that's inside of them.
Oh my gosh, the blue one. Last one for the show. Oh.
Yeah. Incredible Hulk mix parts.
Good God.
That's pretty much all of them except for a pink and black one, but it's way over there.
Yeah. And then for the show, what do we have dates? Like it starts, when's the launch of the show? And then how long does it run?
April 12th. And I think it runs for a week.
Okay.
But opening night is when they're going to basically celebrate him. The Space Squatch of the Multiverse.
Yeah.
That's what the show is called. It's April 12th. What is your downtown Chicago? Well, I don't know if it's downtown, but it's Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fullerton Avenue.
Yeah. It's so, I can't wait. I can't wait. Dude, thank you so much for coming on Toys on Tap and talking all things Space Squatch.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having the Squatch.